Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to The Drive on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Tune in on game day to hear him 3 hours before kickoff and immediately following the final whistle. Here's the new pregame and postgame host for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City wins the game!
Joshua Briscoe.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joshua Briscoe, who might have the best open in the game. Briscoe, how you doing, my man?
This orchestra that I told Rob I needed to have for my introduction, it gets me in the right headspace every week. This week's even easier, though, because we got a very fun football game and a blowout win, so I am doing immaculately.
So let's just start with this. What did you even talk about in the post game? You know, a post game show works when everybody's mad. You know what I mean? Like when they're leaving Arrowhead and they're mad, those are the post games that you really remember. What is it like to call the post game show when everything goes incredibly well like it did on Sunday?
It was by far the most fun Chiefs Radio Network postgame show we have had so far, because I understand what you're getting at. I really do. Sometimes you do want to be able to dissect what went wrong. You want to figure out the solution to the problems. In this case, it was a celebration. I don't know if I was talking or singing throughout postgame, because Xavier Worthy's back, the offense looks fixed, Patrick Mahomes looks comfortable, and Lamar Jackson was put in hell by Steve Spagnuolo yet again. The best offense in football came to Arrowhead and got absolutely thrown into a spin cycle. It was a very, very easy, however long it ended up being, hour and a half or whatever. I had plenty to talk about, I had plenty to say, and I am just like, really, the winning energy that came with that performance is unlike anything we've had in literal years in terms of regular season Chiefs wins.
We've been asking this question, I'm curious to get your thoughts. So if there was a pie chart, how much of it would you attribute to the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy back, switching some things up, and them just playing a very clean and well game? Or how much of it are you going to put on the Ravens and then them being a little bit beat up, maybe them not being the team that we thought they were going to be? I had it at about 55-60% Chiefs. I do give the Ravens just – the Ravens are not a good football team right now, and they are not a very high-functioning football team. That definitely played a part in it. But I do think getting Xavier Worthy back, I think the offensive line played well, and I think the Chiefs took advantage of every weakness that the Ravens have. So I got to give the Chiefs their credit. How would you break it up if you are divvying it out?
The number that jumped to my head there was 70-30 Chiefs. And this is partially just because I understand how we're doing some of the analysis of how shorthanded the Ravens were and the injuries they had happen during the game, specifically on defense. I know that. They were favored in this game. At kickoff, the Ravens were favored. So I feel like there's a little bit of revisionist history happening already where it's like, well, Matabuke wasn't out there. We knew that on midweek, we knew that was going to be the case. So I do think you can point to the Ravens and accurately say that defense defense stinks and it left more injured than when they showed up here. So you do have to adjust for that. But how many times have we seen the Chiefs go up against the 30th ranked defense in the NFL and win 17-14? Like, it just feels like we went through that so much last year that I'm going to take a beat down in whatever form it comes in. I don't know if you want to include the Chiefs defense in that. Chiefs defense, I'm going 95 Chiefs, 5 Ravens, because this was, again, literally the best offense in football through 3 weeks that came in and got shut down. But just on the offensive side, I'm in that kind of 65 to 70% Chiefs credit and then 25 or 30% Ravens blame, because you still have to take advantage of what's in front of you. And like, I really, man, I don't care that Kingsley Suamataia was blocking a backup. He survived Jalen Carter and Quinnen Williams the weeks prior. Give me dominant victories. We had a week of weeping and gnashing of teeth last year when they had to squeak by the Carolina Panthers. This to me is not one that I think any Chiefs fan needs to apologize for. The Ravens were playing for their season and got blown out.
It's almost hard to believe that this is the same defense that went to Brazil when you think about how they've played these last 2 weeks.
It's mind-boggling, and I just saw this chart a second ago that the Chiefs have run cover zero. So if you're just listening, no safeties, right? They've run cover zero 13% of the season, which is nuts. The second closest team is the Dolphins. The Bucks are at 8%, and nobody else is even around like the 5 or 6% mark until you get a little ways down. So what Steve Spagnuolo has done, and it's been a little bit varied, but especially against the Eagles and then in a tremendous fashion against the Ravens, you saw them bringing so much pressure. So many blitzes, but you also saw against Baltimore, Leo Chanel doing that kind of like short depth spy stuff where you're kind of rushing three and a half sometimes, three real pass rushers, and then Chanel kind of, again, not so deep as a spy that Lamar can get an angle on him, playing a little bit tighter to kind of keep all that stuffy there. That worked remarkably well. I was a little bit concerned. We talked about it last week. I was a little bit concerned that they just don't have quite the same personnel that the Lions had, where they were able to do a lot of that also very, very successfully. They scored 13 points with Lamar Jackson at quarterback through three quarters. That is an unbelievable effort. It's a ridiculous Steve Spagnuolo game, and a really, really good game for the entire secondary. The pass rush that was getting after Lamar on a regular basis, like George Karlaftis, has crazy high pressure numbers. They weren't fast pressures because the Chiefs secondary was holding up and making Lamar hold on to the football and panic. Chris Jones had a great game. Nick Bolton, who I've talked about back and forth, you know, for quite a while now, he ends up with 5 unblocked pressures. That's a credit to Spag schematically, and that's a credit to Nick Bolton for being able to vary up his pre-snap looks and then hit the hole and get to Lamar Jackson with the quickness that he was able to do on a regular basis. It is a schematic and execution A-plus across the report card from me.
Right now we're talking to Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network. Earlier today I took the Ravens to miss the postseason at plus 260. Is that a good bet in your opinion?
Oh, man, it's a super interesting one. I mean, I think you're right to be getting odds there, so I guess I wouldn't make that bet in a vacuum, but I might at 260. I think that's a good bet with the implosion potential that they seem to have right now. If Lamar Jackson really doesn't play next week and they lose to the Houston Texans, all of a sudden that seems like you're not getting 260 or 280 or whatever next week if they lose to Houston with Cooper Rush possibly starting. So I still think they have a real path to the playoffs, and I think that they can keep beating middle of the road.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Road and bottom tier teams, I think that's probably enough for a wild card spot, but I'm not sure they're going to do that. I think right now, if you said, gun to my head, do the Ravens make the playoffs? I think I would say yes. Narrowly, but I like those odds you got there quite a bit.
Yeah, I just feel like, and this is the point that I've been making the last couple of days, is they just feel like San Francisco from last year. This feels like one of those seasons where everything that can go wrong just goes wrong for them. And they're a good team, but they'll just end up winning 7 or 8 games, and they're just going to miss the postseason this year. That happens every year in the National Football League. I don't know why people think it can't happen to the Ravens.
And it's even kind of interesting, like, again, where I've gotten kind of annoyed through the last 48 hours or whatever of, like, well, you know, the Ravens were super hurt. It's like, yeah, Ronnie Stanley was missing time. Like, that's not new information. Lamar Jackson and some of these super, like, high-level matchups having his worst games, that's not new here. So I do think that there's something to be said there for them lining up. I do like the Niners comp in terms of just, like, yeah, sometimes you just kind of have the disaster season and the floor falls out and you go from Super Bowl contender to out of the picture before the halfway mark of the season. And again, if Lamar really doesn't play for the next 2 or 3 weeks and they drop a couple of those games, it's going to be that. It's going to be that one where you go, man, we didn't have the injury luck and we didn't have the high profile success that you have to go from being a good team to a Super Bowl winning team, which is also a little bit of a sidetrack here. Such a good reminder of how small the windows are in the NFL. You just can't pack it in and say, well, maybe next year, which makes what the Chiefs have done over the Mahomes era here even more impressive.
Briscoe, did you get the same feeling about the offense that I did? Is that it felt like a look into the future that we all have kind of spent a lot of time thinking about, man, what if the Chiefs get this thing back and this thing back and they can just put it all together? Now, I know they don't have Rashee Rice, but they are 2 games away from having Rashee Rice. Yeah. And if we were talking about it, this is the most weapons that the Chiefs will have had in a post-Tyreek Hill world. You'll have Travis Kelce, Noah Gray. You got 3 running backs. You got a wide receiver room that has Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Tyquan Thornton has developed as a weapon. I mean, a lot of the, I guess, reasons why their offense maybe hasn't been explosive the last 2.5 years, it feels like they are 14 days away from not being in this situation anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And the other thing, just in how that reflected through Mahomes' game, that's the most comfortable we've seen Patrick Mahomes look back there in quite a while. There were a couple of stretches, Buffalo in the postseason, towards the end of the regular season, where he had some of those moments where he's just in control and just looking like he's playing the game in slow motion while everybody else flies around. But that game on Sunday was as comfortable, as in control as we've seen Mahomes in a long time, and not gun-shy at all. He was taking those shots, which I think are a symptom of being confident in your protection, being confident in your weapons, and the defense having to respect Xavier Worthy's speed being back involved. I think you're right, especially thinking about the fact that this team's number one offensive weapon isn't on the team yet. He's not on the field yet. It's going to be a couple more weeks, and then that guy returns, and it could be an entire other gear there. I will say that even as I was very excited and very optimistic for Xavier Worthy to get back in this game and they kind of, again, just begin to open some more things up in the offense, I wasn't expecting 37 points in that evolution. When Rashee Rice comes back, I don't know what level of cynicism you would have to look at this offense plus Rashee Rice with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback and to go, nah, I just don't think they're going to have it. Like, I think that they're going to be one of those absolutely fearsome offenses in football again when they're back at, knock on wood here, back at full strength, theoretically.
Briscoe, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Again, with Harrison Butker, I asked you this last week. I'll ask you again on a panic meter, 1 to 10. Where are you at with Harrison Butker? I'm somewhere between a 3 or a 4. I mean, he has missed a kick in some capacity in every game that they have had so far this season. But the Chiefs don't really appear to have another option, at least not in the short term. For the contract-wise, you're kind of stuck with it. I mean, you have no other hope and to just hope that this thing turns itself around. So I'm just not going to alarm myself. I told Rob yesterday to give me 6 weeks. And if we're still having this conversation in 6 weeks, I will be at the same place that everybody else is. But it feels a little premature to overly panic about Harrison Butker. That's where I am. Where are you at?
I think that's fair, and I still think, I think I said last week I was at a 6 or a 7, call it 6.5. I'm still there this week. I think I said last week where I'm at here now too. Harrison Butker, at this moment, Harrison Butker is simply a kicker. He, when you go, when he goes out there, you're a little bit nervous. You're a little bit hopeful. You know he's got the leg. You don't know if he's got the accuracy. That's how most of the NFL lives, and that's why Harrison Butker became the highest paid kicker in football, because he had sort of ascended that just kicker status. I don't think he's in the Younghoe Koo territory where you're like really afraid that it's just gone. Like, it's not like he's missed everything, 4 games in a row, but I think you have to be a little bit concerned. There's also, again, nothing you can do. His contract this year and next year is locked into the books. It would cost them more money to cut him next year than to keep him next year, unless they did some funky cap math around June 1st or whatever, which again, I just think is, I think that is premature. I don't think the worry or the concern is premature. I do think we should be worried and concerned and paying attention to it, but I don't think there's any real path to go from here. Even in a fantasy world, would you rather have Spencer Schrader, who's having a nice season so far? Would you rather have Spencer Schrader back or Harrison Butker? I'm going to say that even though, again, Butker right now to me, it has stepped down a tier to where through 4 games, he has been simply an NFL kicker. He's still one of the best NFL kickers, the non-Brandon Aubrey's so far. I'll take Butker for the next 10 weeks because we know what his ceiling is, and we also know what he's done in the biggest moment. So I am not in the school of like, no, there's nothing to see here. He's untouchable. This is going to be fine, because weird stuff happens with kickers all the time. I'm not beyond concern, but I think right now you just got to kind of wait it out and hope it doesn't cost you any games in the meantime. And then by the time the end of the season and the playoffs come around, you hope he looks like Harrison Butker again. I don't think that's unreasonable.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today to give us his thoughts on the Chiefs. You can catch him every week on the Chiefs Radio Network. Briscoe, I appreciate you, man. We'll catch up with you next week after Monday Night Football.
Appreciate it. Hey, I heard you earlier this week. I can't believe Mitch Holthus can't get a reservation either. That was the craziest development I've heard on this show in years.
Yeah, we got to fix that. Thank you, Briscoe. I mean, we talked to Pat here coming up in a couple of days. I mean, we got to fix this. If Mitch Holthus wants to go to 1587 Prime, we will do everything in our power to make sure that Mitch Holthus and the Holthus family can get themselves a table over at 1587 Prime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.